A Northern Ontario First Nation has decided it is willing to continue with the process to potentially become host to a deep geological repository for Canada's nuclear waste, leaving just one more community to weigh in before a site is selected. The Nuclear Waste Management Organization plans to select a site this year where millions of bundles of used nuclear fuel will be placed in a network of underground rooms connected by cavernous tunnels. The process for the $26 billion project has already been narrowed down to two far-apart sites, and the organization has said it would require approval from both the municipality and the local First Nation. The Town Council of Ignace, between Thunder Bay and Kenora, voted in favor earlier this year, and its counterpart Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation has now also voted yes. The community is committed to thoroughly exploring the project, it said in a statement. The yes vote does not signify approval of the project. Rather, it demonstrates the nation's willingness to enter the next phase of in-depth environmental and technical assessments to determine safety and site suitability, the First Nation wrote. Chief Clayton Wetalainen wrote that Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation has been involved in this process for more than 12 years, and members have decided to continue on the path. As Anishinaabe, we have a sacred relationship with the land, he wrote in the statement. We belong to the land, and we have a sacred duty to protect the land for all our relations and for generations yet to come. The municipality of South Bruce, located south of Owen Sound, has also decided it is willing to move forward, after the yes side narrowly won out in a referendum, and parties are awaiting a decision from Saugeen Ojibwe Nation before a site can be selected. The NWMO said it would carefully consider Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation's decision as part of its site selection process. We sincerely thank the members of Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation, Chief Wetalainen and Council for their thoughtful approach and commitment to learning and engagement over the past 12 years, Lise Morton, Vice President of Site Selection, wrote in a statement. Proponents of the project have said it is a great opportunity for jobs and economic development, while opponents are concerned about environmental and health impacts. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 18, 2024. Allison Jones, the Canadian Press.